What a joy it is to meet creative people. Dave Carl is one of those people. And I mean this, Dave, as I look you in the eye today. We have you to thank for creating the scripts for our Paws and Tails ministry over the years. You've written the stories and you put them together in such a beautiful way with all the characters in it that people I know sit on the edge of their seat listening to them from one day to the next. So catch us up for those that may not know what Paws and Tails refers to, and then give us a little bit of an insight that you have regarding this ministry.
I'd be thrilled to. Paws and Tails was born from your storytelling. As a young adult, I'm sitting listening to your sermons and your storytelling, and I think of Paws and Tails as an extension of your storytelling. And this is a fictional world, and they're all talking animals, and we are using this story to sneak in biblical truths. And the key of that, God is just crazy in love with his children. And you can't hear that too much. And we try to say it in a thousand different ways as we created Paws and Tails that has been around for a long, long time.
It has.
Yeah. We have four new episodes this last year, and we have new projects in the works, and we receive letters. And I have one in front of me now I'd like to read to you, and this just gives me pause. So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your ministry. I have five children, and we've been listening to your podcast for years, since my oldest, almost 12, was little. We love it. We waited for the new episodes with great anticipation. My fifth was born last year. She will be one at the end of this month. She was a birth diagnosis of Down syndrome. You can imagine all of our amazement when we listened to the new episode yesterday. I was driving with them all, and as the story was building, I knew something was going to be different with the baby. I did not expect it to be exactly what our family has experienced. We were all overcome with emotion. It was good and healing in a way that I can't quite explain. I know it's all God. As we listened to the rest of the story, we were just in awe that it parallels ours so perfectly. Everything that was said, the way the church responded, all of it. We were so blessed to have had this loving welcome for our baby girl, who was also very healthy and normal in all of the ways any other baby would be. We felt like someone knew us personally and made this episode just for us. I told the kids that if they ever doubt God is real, I want them to remember this day. Because God told the creators of Paws and Tails to make an episode just for them. That is how we feel, and we praise God for how he has worked through you all. Please pass this on to all who had a hand in making these new episodes happen. To God be the glory. Also, is there an address my kids could write to? I think they'd like to say something in their own words. Thank you so much. A family from North Dakota.
When you first read that to me, Dave, some time ago, my eyes filled with tears as I thought about the remarkable fact that you created that story knowing nothing of this family. And now they are hearing it, and it feels like it was written, as they put it, just for them. And that's the way God's word is. It's not truth for just generality or the open public. It's truth for you. And believe me, it's truth for me. Always relevant, always real, always on target. Thank you for your wonderful support of our ministry. As you give financially, we're able to continue touching lives that reaches people that will realize the truth is just for them.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. On this December afternoon, it's quite possibly the coldest day yet this winter, and the snowflakes are coming down bigger than silver dollars. Despite the weather, the Cannonball is faithfully making its Sunday afternoon run. Papa Chuck, Miss Harbor, and the club are all headed to Modesty to perform their Christmas reading at the Wednesday evening church service. They have one entire passenger car to themselves, although there is another car behind them taking some railroad workers home for the night. We're just a few miles away from Modesty now, and the kids have all been models of good behavior. Until, well, now.
You give?
No, do you?
Say uncle and I'll let you go.
Oh, you say uncle and I'll let you go.
I sat here first.
I called first dibs.
Guys, give it a rest, will ya? Double headlocks are always a draw.
You give now?
Do you?
There's only one way to stop them.
Yeah, let's all pile on.
Did you bring it, Marcia?
Yes, three sprigs. Here, Stacy.
Bring what?
Our secret weapon. Take yours, Goose.
Oh, I get it. Hey, this is good. Girl good.
Okay, ready? Now.
Come here. Kissy, kissy.
Look!
Oh, no. Uncle, Uncle, run for your life.
Mistletoe!
First dips. Hey, nice seat, CJ. Thanks, Ned.
You should be back by noon or so.
Children, find your seats.
Okay, back in your seat, guys. We're almost there. Just a couple more miles. Boom.
Papa Chuck, what's happening?
Hold on, everyone.
Something's wrong. We're going to crash.
Marcia, calm down.
Brace yourself.
Hold on.
Maybe something on the tracks.
Wait, what's on the tracks?
Ooh, I'll bet it's a stick-up.
Yeah, stick-up.
Maybe one of those bandit gangs from the mountains.
Do you really think so?
Ned, that is not helpful.
They won't take me alive. I'll smash them in the nose. I'll kick them in the shins. I'll kick them.
Calm down and stay in your seats.
Yeah. Let's stay calm until the bandits come on, then we'll panic.
Can we open a window?
Yeah. Let's have a look.
I can see the conductor.
Let me see. Horace! What's going on?
I'm afraid there's been a snow slide in the pass. Tracks are covered. We're gonna have to dig out.
Really? How long are we gonna be stuck?
Tough to say. 3, maybe 4 hours if folks are digging on the other side.
Oh, we are gonna power.
Children, settle down.
How do you know if they're digging?
Oh, they're digging all right. This happens about every winter. But I'll send one of the men over on foot to tell them that you are all here and safe.
So we just sit here for 4 hours?
That's not a good idea. Let me come up.
Freeze.
You see that big house up there on the hill?
Well, hard to miss it.
Well, it's the Range Mansion. I suggest you get Miss Harbor and the kids over there while we dig. It'll be warmer and a whole lot more comfortable, if he lets you in.
Who's he?
Nathan Range and his son. He's a mean old elk. He's chased about everyone off his land one time or another.
Is that really the kind of person we should be asking for hospitality?
Well, even he wouldn't have the nerve to turn a bunch of kids out in the snow. I'd say give it a go.
John! And John! Move the shovels over the side!
Well, the crew's leaving to dig out. I gotta go. I'll come get you when the tracks are clear. Good luck.
Okay, let's do what he says. Okay, bundle up.
We're not going to make it in time for the service, are we?
I don't know, sweetie. Don't forget your hat, Goose. Ned, your scarf.
Oh, I got it. Thanks.
This is just the kind of danger I have been preparing for.
If he turns us away, we will need to use all of our survival skills.
We're walking a couple hundred yards to a mansion. All we're going to need is good manners to charm our way in.
If we're counting on your charm to get us in, we might as well start looking for shelter now.
Hysterical, CJ.
That's enough. Let's go and stay together.
I'm going to go talk with Horace for a minute. I'll catch up with you.
Well, it took no time at all to march through the snow and up to a rather intimidating front door on a rather intimidating house.
Say a little prayer. Here it goes. Well, they should have heard that.
I'm scared.
It's okay, Marcia.
You just need to keep a stiff upper lip. In a minute, we'll be sipping cocoa by the fire, and you'll be happy as a clam.
How is a clam happy?
How do you know a clam is happy? By their smile?
I think not. Now I'm scared.
What are you doing here?
Hello. My name is Miss Harbor, and we're from Wildwood. The train is stranded until the pass is cleared, and I wonder if you would allow us to impose on you until they've dug through?
Well, Stacy is very charming.
CJ, you don't seem very mean.
Marcia!
Marcia!
Stacy is charming. Marcia is a little...
I think Marcia is charming, too. I'm Chester Range. Please come in.
Huh. Marcia's charming.
Who knew?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Papa Chuck.
Hello. I'm Papa Chuck.
Welcome, Papa Chuck. I'm Chester Range. Please come in.
Wow. Look at this place.
Miss Harbor, do you think I'm charming?
We all do, Marcia.
Oh, very nice place.
Thank you. Sorry for my poor manners. Can I take your coats? We don't have guests often. Ever.
Why?
What are you doing here?
Ah!
It's all right, guys.
Father, I invited them in.
Well, you can invite them out. Get your coats back on. I want you all out of here this minute.
Genius!
Really, Ned? First, the bread decruster and another one, too? This is going to be a very big day for you.
Yeah, but the decruster's still in development, so that doesn't really count. No, I'm thinking it would be just a little bit of Christmas magic if we put a Paws and Tails ball cap, a Paws and Tails t-shirt, a Paws and Tails pen made from a branch of a tree.
How about adding a Paws and Tails activity book?
Please don't interrupt me. I'm in the genius zone. And then we put a Paws and Tails activity book, too, and we put it all in a fashionable drawstring backpack. And then we call it, Joelle, drumroll please.
I have no drumroll, Ned.
And then we call it the Paws and Tails Christmas Cornucopia Bag of Happiness.
That's the swag bag, Ned, all ready to go in the warehouse.
We planned that some time ago, the Paws and Tails swag bag.
Oh, well, a way to take my idea and run with it, fellas. Good work. Just zip on over, everybody, to pawsandtails.org and get your Ned's Genius Idea swag bag.
Oh, stop tape.
The scene could not have been more tense. The kids and Miss Harbor just stood there in this magnificent entryway, watching a father and son having a battle of wills right in front of them.
They are my guests.
I will not have strangers banging around the house, scuffing and who knows what all.
I'll take care of any scuffs. They are my guests, and I can't just send them back out in the snow. It would not be Christian.
I'm shoveling a path to the barn. When I get done, I expect you all to be gone.
I'm sorry. He's not as bad as he seems. Please take off your coats and come into the study.
I think I'll go out and give a hand to your father.
I wouldn't if I were you.
I'll take my chances. What's his name?
Nathan. Nathan Range.
I can't move!
Why not? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Marcia. I'm Marcia Moffat, and I'm afraid to scuff.
Then I sure don't want to scuff. I'm Ned. Ned Cleaver.
Nice to meet you both. It's all right.
I'm Goose. Can I take off my boots?
Of course you may, Goose.
Why don't we all take off our boots?
CJ Brown. Nice to meet you.
Stacy Clemmer.
Welcome, CJ. Stacy.
Oh, nuts. Miss Harbor.
Yes, CJ.
I've got pretty bad socks on.
Mom said, put on good socks. I didn't put on good socks.
Well, you are going to have to live with it. We clearly don't want any scuffing.
When will I learn?
Just stack them there and follow me.
Oh, the floor is slippery. Hey, watch me slide.
Ned, don't!
I recommend no sliding on the floor.
I agree. You all right?
Chester seems much nicer than his father. Miss Harbor, what would make someone so mean?
I do not know, Marcia. Chester is very nice.
And charming. Do you think he's 13 or 14 years old?
Oh, brother.
What?
That's enough.
Please, have a seat.
This is amazing!
Thanks.
Have you read all those books?
Most of them. I certainly have the time.
You have more books than the Wildwood Library. This is amazing!
Chester?
Yes, Stacy?
This is a wonderful house.
Thanks.
But why don't you have anything Christmassy around?
Hey, she's right! It's like Christmas didn't come here.
Well, it's just that we don't have time for that sort of thing.
Okay, everyone. Let's rehearse our play.
Isn't it going to be too late when we get there anyway?
We don't know that.
CJ, those are the worst socks I've ever seen. Didn't your mom...
Yes, she did. I'm a goofball who didn't listen to my mom. Can you just laugh at me all at once and get it over with?
Those are bad socks.
Embarrassing.
Okay. I got my laughing done.
Thank you.
We will use this area for the stage. Okay, come on, everyone. In your places.
Miss Harbor.
Yes, Marcia?
Me too.
I can imagine. Chester?
Yes?
May we inquire as to where the ladies' room could be found?
Oh, sure. Just there, down the hall.
Be right back! Goose!
I'm coming!
You boys can set up.
Nathan, hi. Everyone calls me Papa Chuck. Can I give you a hand?
Suit yourself. Shovels are in the barn.
Beautiful place you've got here.
And peaceful, most of the time.
I'll bet it is. We were on our way to Modesty so the kids could perform a Christmas play for the folks at the community church.
I know them well.
Really? Do you go to the church?
Used to.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Is it just you, your son, and your wife that live here?
No. Just me and my son.
Chester, this is a beautiful photo.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your mother?
It was. She died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's why we don't have much to do with Christmas. She was the one who loved it most. She would turn this place into a winter wonderland.
How wonderful.
Garlands, decorations. She'd make Father bring home the most enormous tree he could find. Those were the good times.
Decorating for Christmas seems like a wonderful way to honor her and relive the memories you've made together.
That's what we don't want to do. We don't talk about her, and we don't do Christmas anymore. It hurts Father too much. We don't bring her up, and we act like there is no more Christmas.
Chester. Oh, Chester, that's not right.
Okie dokie. Let's get on with the show. CJ, your socks that I'm done laughing about?
Yes.
I may not be as done laughing as I thought.
You should always wear good socks. You never know when you need to take your shoes off.
You can be sure that that's a lesson I have now learned. Can we get back to rehearsal?
Okay, get into your places, and let's start from the last section.
From where?
Where Jesus is reading from Isaiah, in the temple.
Got it!
Sounds like the church really stepped up to help.
Oh, they did. But after the funeral, they started bringing meals and flowers, wanting to comfort us. They all looked at us with nothing but pity. Chester and I have had enough pity to last a lifetime. I had them all pack up and leave. It was time to move on. Leave the past in the past.
They wanted to help you get over your loss. To help you heal.
We've healed. Having a lot of strangers sitting around reminding you of the pain, we'd had enough. And for your information, we don't celebrate Christmas because it'd be too painful for Chester. That is our choice. We healed ourselves. We moved on alone.
Help him, Lord. Heal his broken heart.
Then Jesus went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
Throughout history, the nation of...
That is Jesus' job description.
I suppose it is. Very good, Chester. What are you thinking?
He came to set free those who are oppressed.
Yes, he did.
My father and I were oppressed.
Chester, there are terrible things that happen in life. Things you cannot get over by yourself. You need others to help you heal.
How would you know? You're just like the folks at the church. They say they know how you feel. No one knows how we feel.
Perhaps you're right. But we've had other losses, other pains that we've had to live through. I certainly have.
Like what?
Well, I was married once.
Really?
6 months after the wedding, he left home and never came back.
Why?
I'm not sure why. I don't know if I did something wrong or what the reason was. That kind of pain, that kind of wound, you can't heal by yourself. You need God, and he uses others to help you.
Didn't folks look at you with pity?
I suppose they did. But then I was pretty pitiful. For the most part, it was a loving pity. They felt bad for me. They took care of me. They told me to do things that would help me heal.
Like what?
Like going to church. Keep talking to God. And don't give up on things like Christmas. He also came to give us life and have it abundantly.
Does abundant life mean without pain?
It does not. But it does mean that even in the middle of the pain, you can have hope. And peace, even joy.
We don't have any of that. We have boxes and boxes of Christmas stuff. You want to see?
I'd love to.
Well, the path is shoveled. Now it's time for you all to be on your way.
You've suffered a great loss. You are a strong and good-hearted person. But you are wrong to have turned your back on God and on everyone who tried to help you.
That's your opinion.
To get over something like this, you need help. You need...
Papa Chuck! Mr. Range! Chester's been hurt!
He's what?
He fell. I think he's hurt bad.
It is Goose. I love this time of year. The music, the cooler weather.
And Jesus, Dave.
Yes, of course. And it is all about Jesus.
And the bestest way to keep that top of mind is to listen to the Paws and Tails Christmas episodes. They're coming up soon. Or you could just hop over to pawsandtails.org and listen to them today. And tomorrow. In the next
that
day.
That is a great idea, Goose. The Paws and Tails Christmas episodes are a great way to focus on the giving, the receiving from God, and yes, the remembering that it's all about Jesus.
So, put on your woolies, get a cup of cocoa, and snuggle up for some great music and fun. And don't forget about the cocoa. Super important.
That's pawsandtails.org.
And cocoa.
Thanks, Goose.
Chester! Where is he?
He's in the hallway!
Chester!
What happened?
He was trying to get some boxes down, and I think they fell on him. Knocked him off the ladder.
Let's go.
Try not to move it.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts bad.
Chester! Are you all right?
I was getting the Christmas decorations down. I'm sorry, Father.
That's all right. Where does it hurt?
Oh, my shoulder. I think it's broken.
We've got to get him to a doctor.
The train should be able to get through soon.
How is he?
He thinks he's broke his shoulder.
Oh! Am I gonna be all right?
Of course you are. Just try and be still. Maybe ice. Should we get some ice on it?
Let me take a look. I've taken a few falls in my time.
Chester?
It's all right.
I need to press here.
Oh!
Stop it! That's enough!
It's not broken.
It's not?
How do you know?
I did the same thing once. Your shoulder's out of the socket. It hurts like crazy, but it's not broken.
What do we do?
We put it back in.
How do we do that?
Nathan, you hold him down, and I'll pull on his arm and pop it back in place.
You're gonna pull on it?
You'll do no such thing.
You can't just leave it like it is.
If it's not broken, it'll take care of itself.
No, it won't. It'll get worse. It'll hurt awful bad when I pop it back in. And then it'll be over. He'll feel better and it'll heal fine. There's no other way.
I don't know.
He's got to do it, Father. Just let him do it.
How do I hold him?
Let him lay down and you keep his back to the floor. Ready, son?
Yep.
One, two, three!
Chester!
It's back in. He'll be fine.
That hurt.
I know it did.
It already feels better.
Papa Chuck, thank you.
Welcome. You're not going to want to move that for a few days. You'll probably want to get a sling.
I think we can take care of that. Mr. Range, do you have an old sheet or linens that we could make a sling out of?
Of course. In the closet, around the corner. Let's get you to your room. Here we go.
Don't cry, Father. I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
Well, they got Chester all fixed up in his room. Between Miss Harbor and the kids, Chester was being served hand and foot. Papa Chuck and a very tired Nathan Range sat in the study staring into the fire, just thinking some serious thoughts.
I needed you.
Excuse me?
I couldn't have cared for him without you.
Just glad we were here.
Maybe the train is clear.
Is it the train?
Maybe so.
Is the train ready to go?
We'll know here in a minute. CJ, you really ought to wear better socks.
I will, from now on, forever.
Oh, Nathan, sorry to bother you, but we heard that the group from Wildwood is here.
Welcome, Pastor Nash. It's no bother, and come on in.
Well, there's a whole lot of us out here.
Did you bring the whole church?
Almost. Hey, Papa Chuck.
Pastor Nash, good to see you. What are you doing here?
Well, yes, we heard that you were stranded here, so I wanted to get a couple of sleighs together and come out to your rescue. Well, as it turned out, almost everyone wanted to come, too. Oh, hello, Miss Harbor.
Pastor Nash!
Well, come on in, all of you, and warm up by the fire.
You really mean it?
I do mean it. You're welcome here. You're all welcome here.
Nathan, you look good.
I am.
Father, what is it?
Well, it seems it's the whole church. They came to get Papa Chuck, Miss Harbor, and the kids.
Hey there, Chester. What's wrong with your arm, son?
We'll tell you all about it. Everyone, find a seat, and I'll put on some coffee.
We'll help.
Yeah, we'll help.
Thank you, girls.
Well, we couldn't get to the church, but the church came to us. Should we perform here?
Please do.
Well, the study is big enough to hold everyone. I don't see why not.
That would be splendid. Nathan?
Let's move some chairs into the study.
Look at all the Christmas decorations. There's boxes of them.
Mr. Range, would you allow us to put up some of the decorations?
Can they, Father?
I would be very grateful if you would.
Let's get to work, ladies.
Papa Chuck, thank you for your help. Thank you for everything.
Merry Christmas, Nathan.
Hey, where's the Christmas tree?
I guess we'll need to go out and get one.
Can we help?
Yes, you may. Chester, can we get some good socks for CJ?
This is so embarrassing.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Nathan and Chester turned a corner that year. They had asked Jesus to forgive them and save them from their sins years ago. But that Christmas, they let Jesus show them how to live. How about this Christmas you quit just getting by? Maybe this is your Christmas, to let Jesus set you free.
In Bethlehem was born a holy baby. All the faithful had been waiting for that night. As Emmanuel was lying in a manger, they knew he'd come to bring his glorious light. Shining in the darkness, he sets the captives free. Because of his great love for us, there's new life for you and me. He is the peace that steals our souls. He is the joy that makes us whole. He is the hope of every lonely heart that's broken. In him we will never be alone. So let your heart become his home. Come to his manger and see. Jesus Christ the Lord, the Savior, he was born to set you. Forsaken, he's the one who knows your sorrows and your fears. No matter how your life's been torn or shaken, he'll be there to help you through the tears. Shining in the darkness, he comforts like a offers us his healing touch so we can live again. He is the peace that fills our souls. He is the joy that makes us whole. He is the hope of every lonely heart that's broken. Him we will never be alone. So let your heart become his own.
Road to Christmas was written by Gary Armstrong and David Carl and directed by David Carl. The song, Set You Free, was written by Sandy Howell and Jody Frankfurt. Music was by Tim Hosmer, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Don't miss the Paws and Tails Christmas special.
It's about Christmas. It's about your parents giving and you receiving.
You don't say. All my life, I've been working under the assumption that Christmas was about Jesus.
It is about Jesus.
Wipe that frown off your face, you old grouch. Christmas just came to Wildwood.
Be sure to join us next week for another episode of Paws and Tails.